I don't think there should be any surprise that he has undergone a medical check, given his age and what it does for in politics, in terms of governance of Zimbabwe. It's going to constantly give uncertainty in terms of continuity in the eventuality of him passing away, something which is natural. At his age, anything could happen at any time. But having said that, one shouldn't read much into this. These are regular checkups, unless the Zimbabwean government comes out and give much more as expected information in terms of open and transparent way in terms of the health of their leader. I think then we can make more into that kind of well-informed position. But as of now, it's a continuity of uncertainty and the lack of succession plan, and it generates uneasiness in terms of politics.
And at the end of the day, what happens to the democratic process in Zimbabwe when the president is always going to Singapore?
Democracy in Zimbabwe will outlive the individual president, Robert Mugabe. However, he remains an anchor, and therefore his unforeseen demise would in any way bring instability, given the fact that there is no clear-cut succession plan in place. So that in itself is a worry to all Zimbabwe people who are watching the politics of Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans in general.